man spent his time in a hotel room in countless dreary towns, living a traveling salesman's life, doing traveling salesman's rounds. He was married to Jill, a very nice girl and faithful through and through. They were planning for a family and he had a pay rise due. But when Jill left with John's best friend, he couldn't accept the fact. He cleaned the house night and day, just waiting for her to come back. He bought a vacuum cleaner from the man that lived next door, and spent his nights tidying the rooms and vacuuming the floor. John's vacuum cleaner was his only friend. John's vacuum cleaner, his companion to the end. John told up his troubles as he cleaned up tirelessly. And John's vacuum cleaner, it comes in sympathy. The video phone, it didn't work, it got broken in a fight. He tried to fix it once himself, but he couldn't put it right. The washing machine and the freezer too had something wrong with them, and only the vacuum cleaner presented no problem. John's vacuum cleaner was his only friend. John's vacuum cleaner, his companion to the end. John told up his troubles as he cleaned up tirelessly. And John's vacuum cleaner is honed in sympathy. John was found dead in his car, he didn't have much of a life. Lost his job, lost his cash, deserted by his wife. He turned the key, he choked to death on carbon monoxide. The milkman found his body, the papers called it suicide. But when the police searched his house, they found it bright and clean, with nothing to suggest that his mental state was not what it should have been. But in the cupboard under the stairs, leaning against the wall, they found a vacuum cleaner which did not work at all.